It's move-in day for new freshmen and transfer students at the University of Southern Indiana.
Here you go.
Parents pull up in the circle drive of a residence hall, and USI volunteers help roll their stuff up the building in large carts. Amy Price is Director of Housing and Residence Life, and it's her favorite day of the year.
It's the new students, new transfer students, lots of energy. My favorite day.
507 students are moving into their various apartments and residence halls.
I'm going to give you a map.
Okay.
While it's a busy day, Price says numbers are down a little from last year. The official mid-September enrollment numbers from USI confirm this, and they aren't alone. College enrollment has been declining overall for at least the past 5 years. Chris Lowry is commissioner for the Indiana Commission for Higher Education.
I am deeply concerned about it. I will share, my terminology has been, I am sounding the alarm.
He says between 2015 and 2020, the number of Hoosiers seeking higher education dropped from 65% to 53%. If you're a university, this isn't great for your budget, but Lowry says there are bigger implications for the state. He says in a state where some jobs will become automated, Hoosiers will be vulnerable to missing opportunities without skills attained from some sort of college education.
A key reason there has been a decline in the college going rate is around the perceived and real value of a college education.
Upstairs at USI, freshman Carrie Hagerman is moving into the residence hall. She's from Owensboro, Kentucky, and is a public relations and advertising major.
You know, in past generations, it's like college only. That's the only answer you have. But nowadays, it's like either way. It just kind of depends on where you, how you're raised, where you are, and just kind of the mindset you have.
One of her new roommates is Abigail Durham of Folsomville, Indiana. She says she chose to go to college to have a successful career and says most of her peers are expressing the same. Her parents, Carol and Matt, are not quite in agreement about the value of a college degree today, though.
I just don't think it's for everybody. It depends on what field you're entering into.
Do parents talk about college being the necessary next step still?
I think it is declining in society.
Back and forth with it. You know, I think I felt more necessary than Carol did.
Daniela Vidal is chancellor of Ivy Tech Community College, Evansville. They've actually managed to grow their enrollment a little during this era. She says the linear model of education is shifting, and high schoolers aren't necessarily being told that the four-year degree is the only way. However,
I think the value is definitely there. The data shows that there is value in a higher education degree. I think we need to make sure we tell that compelling story and show that, again, maybe not all degrees are equal.
Muhammad Kayum is provost for the University of Southern Indiana. He says there's interest today in not waiting 4 years to get a degree.
The population at large and employment opportunities are telling us that that window of time, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, is just a long wait for somebody to defer their life path.
They're working on making all gen ed requirements available online and accelerated, increasing their high-tech certificate offerings and even non-credit offerings. Chris Lowry says not having a degree isn't just about the job. People without post-secondary educations are more likely to be unemployed and unable to compete against automation and weather economic recessions.
I didn't have an opportunity, and nor did I apply myself in the 70s.
Again, Matthew Durham.
Her caliber, I know she's my daughter, but she is very smart, and I think I feel not continuing her education would be an injustice to her.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.